Ah, yes. Hello. I'm Professor Lift. I've been asked here today by my fellow vending machines to tell you about our development. It all began back in 215 BC with Hero of Alexandria, a Greek mathematician, developing a machine that dispensed holy water in Egyptian temples. A worshiper placed a coin in a slot at the top of a box. The coin hit a lever which lifted a plug from a container, dispensing a measured amount of water. The first vending machine in the United States appeared in New York City on subway platforms in 1888. The machines were installed by the Thomas Adams Gum Company to sell Tutti Frutti gum. Before coin-operated vending machines, soda bottles were distributed from coolers packed with ice, and payment was based on the honor system. In the 1930s, a coin-operated locking lid was developed and placed on common ice chests, in effect creating the first vending machine. After World War II, vending machines made the switch from ice to electricity for cooling. Over the years, we have grown from coolers that dispense just a few bottles to giants capable of quenching the thirst of over 500. Right now, we are living in exciting times for vending machine development. Computers and wireless capabilities allow for credit card payment and up-to-the-minute distance monitoring for quicker repair response and refilling. In 2007, my fellow vending machines did almost $50 billion worth of business across the United States. Cold drinks were half of that business. Please remember that we have been working for many years and have retired here at the Dr. Pepper Museum. Our doors are creaky and our handles are weak. Some of us are a bit rusty around the edges, too. The staff here has kindly agreed to take care of us, and we ask that you help them with that. What does that mean? Please don't touch, as tempting as it might be. Thank you so very much.